Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Oh, my treat today, you are going to love. Today on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, the show where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard, we have a return visit from my longtime original co-host, Adele Arope. And we're following up, you know, we've had a lot of poetry this month, and people have said, but we haven't heard yours. So we're going to do a section of the show called Just For You. And we'll be sharing music and written spoken word from my book, Heart Bomb, Just For You. So without further ado, I'm going to have, Jesse's going to share with you our land acknowledgement.
Today's show is produced on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples, who are members of the Hulkumilam and Squamish-speaking language groups, and who have been here on these lands since time immemorial, and who have never legally surrendered their claim or their right to the lands of this place.
This week, another thing I've been doing with the team is we have been doing workshops with people on writing a love poem to themselves. What do you think people say when I ask them how many people have written a love poem to themselves?
I would say only the saddest people do that. Only the saddest people write themselves poems when they're sad.
Well,
poets.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what people think. It's to cheer yourself up. Or yesterday, Zero Order 40 had written it because there's something, I don't know whether it was Shakespeare or whoever it was, but there's this line that says, "Methink thou thinkest too much of thyself."
Ooh.
And so people, have you heard that one? You remember that quote?
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that's a big part of it is humility or wanting to be humble, not wanting to sort of push yourself up in that way, to celebrate yourself in that way. I think that's unusual or uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, book Heartbound, Just For You, demonstrates what does happen when you say yes to creativity and let it have its way instead of just what somebody else said you should do. One problem that I identified during this creative pause was the presence of another baby trying to be born. Prior to writing the poem Just For You, I was organizing material for a book and workshop to be named Heartbound. As I discussed and shared the material at business, cultural, and spiritual gatherings, the confusion dissolved. There is no conflict on these babies, the baby of finance, the baby of proper writing. There is really a great freedom that comes and something that nurtures you when you let a poetry book, let poetry take its center role in what you're writing and have it say. So we're going to be sharing some of the poems that are in this book. The book turned into also a CD called Just For You. And without further ado, we'll let you hear the first poem of Just For You.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
Have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Well, this poem is just for you.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
It is for you with cheer, for your feelings to hold dear. It is for you with hope, for your dreams to prosper and float. This poem is just for you.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
It is for your encouragement as you pound the pavement. It is for your courage as you release fear and turn a new page. This poem is just for you.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
It is for you with hugs and smiles, right here or across the miles. It is for you with wishes and more as you open that new door. This poem is just for you.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
It is for your peace as you take in all that life has to teach. It is for your wealth as you bask in excellent health. This poem is just for you.
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
It is for you with love that is blessed from above. It is for you with bliss that never goes amiss. This poem
just for you. Just for you.
Just for you, this poem is just for you. Just for you, this poem is just for you.
Just
for you,
just for you.
This poem is
yesterday.
Just for you.
Just for you,
just for you,
just for
this
you.
Morning.
Yes, it is.
Just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you. This morning. Just for you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Just for you.
Right here for you.
Just
oh,
for
yes.
You.
Just for you. Amazing things happen when you learn and start to write a poem just for you. That poem had 12 stanzas, and there's a chapter in the book, Heart Balm, just for you, for each one of the chapters. And so we're going to trade back and forth this book by guest Adele and co-pilot here, Jesse, are going to read a poem. The first chapter of it is, Have You Ever Had Anyone Do Anything For You? And Adele is going to me doing it anyway, because we hear how so many people have challenged people. Oh, you think too much of yourself. Mm. You don't need to reach something, write something about yourself.
Girl, you gotta love yourself first. Come on. Mm. So this is poem is entitled Doing It Anyways. Do it anyway. Doing without weariness. Doing it despite and no matter what is the highest order of the day. Doing it with joy. Doing it with jackhammers and the jacks of all trades. Show up at the door amidst you quiet time. Doing it anyways. Doing it without compliments or wishing for them. Doing it unfettered by ungrateful reception. Doing it without knowing how it will be received. Doing it with excellence. Doing it with inner self to please. Doing it anyways. Doing it with diligence and pride. Doing it with life force and love intertwined. Doing it and moving on. Doing it and seeding it in rain. Doing it with arms welcome with sunshine. Doing it anyways. Anyway.
Doing it anyway.
That's a poem. I don't know why I added yes.
Okay, and that is the first poem in the chapter entitled.
Great reading, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, Jesse. It's good to be back with the homies.
It's doing it anyway. She's here doing it anyway. Before going on to the next poem in the next chapter, I want to say hail the queen.
Hail the queen back to you, my sister. Like, come on, queen. You are the royalty first. I'm just a princess in the process of becoming a queen. You're the real queen here. Come on.
She is one of those people that hang tight with you. When 2 years ago, Downtown Eastside and CJSF did a showcase, and each person was supposed to have their own costuming or whatnot. I had scarves.
Yes, you did. Colorful scarves, too.
Amazing scarves.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And those scarves in Adele's hands made all kinds of amazing outfits. We had 12 outfits under the light. And I just want to pay honor to her creativity, her willingness. We have been at the Red Door.
Red Gate.
Red Gate.
Is it door still or open? Gate, still the same.
Same thing, yeah.
It's still open. Mm-hmm. This is a place, again, in Vancouver that welcomes artists. At the station, we talk about welcoming artists and there being places where people who don't have a $1 million budget or don't have a big producer can come and open their work. So Adele was there.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep up with you, Charlotte. I mean, I don't even know where you get all this energy from.
It's wild.
I am just shocked. I'm always like, okay, did I sleep enough today? Because why can I not keep up with Charlotte? She's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. I'm like, girl, woo.
Yeah, puts me to shame.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm like, sis, okay. I'm just trying to be like you, you know?
Well, you two make it possible for me to do the crazy things I sometimes want to do. 11 o'clock. Jesse, do you think we could have a pop-up where poets come on and they just pop up and they do one poem?
Sure.
Yeah, we could make that happen.
Girl, and I'm right behind you, rooting mom. Like, Jesse, what do we need to do? Let's make it happen.
And then Adele has been out there also. You know, she is a filmmaker. She is a producer. But she's one of those people that comes out humbly, introducing people, praising them. She's done events that have made it possible for me to do workshops. And she's done things that just make us ready to continue flowing with. That's what heart balm is, when you give from your heart, giving without expecting anything in return.
And you do it anyway.
Yes.
That's why we got to do it anyway. And honestly, I have to just say, I'm so blessed to be a part of this community that you've built for yourself. I mean, who would have thought our little Zoom tutorials of us trying to figure out how to use Zoom for your shows would have turned into all of this? The world shut down, but we did not.
Yes, the world shut down. The 411 Senior Center closed all its programs out. But because we had played with Zoom and laughed and talked, we had a way to recruit and get over 65 seniors who learned how to use Zoom. We did more than 150 episodes of a podcast called Powered by Age.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're back here with Heartbound, we're going to be having an audio book of Art Heartbound. And we also are just nudging on anyone who thinks that it's too much to write something for yourself. We are just going to blow that idea. We're going to read from the second chapter. Jesse's going to read from the chapter that's called, Have You Ever Had Anyone Write Anything Just For You?
Let's go, Jesse.
Since this one applies to Sister Adele here.
Hail Queen Sister, musical director?
Yes.
This is Hail Queen Sister, musical director. Hail Queen, soul sister number one. Hail Mother, friend, marvelous music director. Hail to the regal-voiced global lady, Ricky B.B. Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, precious daughter of God. Your left foot deftly pats 2-4 time. You make a slight nod and sax unwinds. Your right hand beacons 5-part harmony to ascend. Then feet start flying and skirts swirling. You seed sweetness with a harmonious blend. You beam as your children, fosterlings, cherubs, or stalwarts, take to the stage, rocking the house from end to end. Your perfection is evident, but none seem hard-pressed. Joyfully artists venture from global milepost to agape steps. Unconditional love powerfully drives your soul train. Mm. You move from Nepal through New York to Kumba, among the best, earnestly hugging folk, making them all feel loved and blessed. Queenly, you shift from quiet to calmly stern. Situation by situation, you discern which way to turn. Anointed composer, angelic vocalist, nurturing wife. What a revelation is expressed throughout your life. Hail Queen Sister, musical director.
Okay. Well, just clear up, because I said we have honored. Our sister Adele is also a queen sister. This particular poem I wrote for Ricky Byers Beckwith. She has a YouTube show, Ricky Byers Devotions, but she is one of those people that has worked with fledgling artists. She's worked with global artists internationally, and that is just one of the things that's also a quality that I've seen in Adele. I want to take a pen and a minute away from our flow of poems from each chapter of Heart Balm. Notice I say, some people think I'm saying balm. It is B-A-L-M.
Balm, like a lip gloss. Come on, like you need to hydrate your lips a little bit so you can speak a little louder.
You're going to take a second and just have you update our audience. It's been a few months since they've heard us. She's been to France. She's been to the United Nations.
Yeah. Okay, so I went to the UN twice this year. I went to Geneva for the UNHCR, which is the human rights section. I was part of a minority caucus that was talking about sort of part of my plight is just to bring attention to my country, which is the newest country to form since 2011. And then I went to the UN Action Days this September at the headquarters in New York City, where I was representing the African Indigenous Governance Council. And their goal and their mission is to fight for the dignity of Africans on a global scale and to look at the impact of colonialism on the diaspora, like Africans and those of the African diaspora. And so that was a bit of my time. Also, I am an activist, so I've been doing some activism around sort of helping seniors, those of low income and those with disabilities, fighting for rent evictions and stuff like that. So that's been my new fixation. On a personal level, I guess, I am working now on a new documentary, which is in development, that's going to be looking at the impacts of color on the environment. So this new series is called Eco Elegance. It's called Fashioning a Sustainable Future. So we're looking at the impacts of the fashion industry, fast fashion on the environment, and solutions, innovative solutions that we can find to, innovate color. And so there is actually a company here, they're called Light One, and they create color out of bacteria by using biochemistry, manipulating the genome of a bacteria to change color. And they have a funder called Paint Royal Paints Kenya, and who manufacture paints. And so we all met a few months ago, and I had some funding from Creative BC where I wanted to look at the impact of fast fashion, but I thought that was just way too much on the nose. And everybody does it. Okay, look, yeah, there's spillage here, there's like clothes here. So I just said, okay, what do we take for granted? Color. And what is the impact? Huge. And we never think about it. So yeah, I'm just still out here. I don't know. I have a team of friends now that I met at the Courthouse Library. I call them the vigilantes. and I think that's kind of me. I said to my friend the other day, I was like, I feel like I'm like Batman and the Joker at the same time. Because on one hand, I think I am like trying to help, but I'm also kind of like a lunatic on the loose and trying to, you know, enact change in some odd way. And so I think of the word vigilante. And actually, this is my final thought before we go back to our poems. Batman is the bad guy. The Joker is just a mentally ill individual who is just trying to heal. So I'm going to leave that thought with you, and let's get back to some poetry, because guess what? Love bomb means you need to love yourself, and that's where it all begins. So back to you, my friend, Sister Charlotte.
Now you notice she talked about... You have been to Africa. You have been to the UN. We're on a travel log this morning. We have sometimes, without talking, these points of convergence, because Adele is working on this issue, a matter of color and the environment. I just finished doing a certification as a nature guide to help people learn the different ways that nature helps for your brain, it helps your energy, it helps so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've sat and watched some productions. I mean, I wonder, you know, how do we keep up with Adele?
I'm wondering, how do I keep up with you, Charlotte? That was the first initial question. Listen, Adele is just I'm a young Tasmanian devil. Girl, you've been in here for a while. Tell me, ladies, you know what? I'm sprinting, but you've been doing a long marathon. So you show me how to keep my pace, okay, girl?
One way that she kept her pace, there was a few months ago, a Swahili week festival, and they were having a program, and I thought, Adele, I didn't know whether she was going to be in Canada, but I thought, you know, you might want to go to this tomorrow. Well, she beat me to the park. She was there. She had more people to introduce. And she said, oh, by the way, in a couple of days, I'm having this event, and it's going to be in a patio, and I'm introducing, there's some people I'm helping with their promotion. And I'm...
Girl, you're the one who told me about the Swahili event. And I just said, I'm just there.
No, you told me about the Swahili event. But while you were there, you told me about the event you had coming up, that courtyard event where... you danced, you sang, but you introduced other artists. It was a wonderful new place.
Oh, you came with me? Yeah. I have, yes, there's a friend of mine. We used to be poets together back in the day, and we used to do competitive competitions and stuff like that. And she started something. It was called something Space. And she brings together singers, artists, poets, and... this is something I've told Sister Charlotte, but I guess I'm going to say it live. But I love to sing, but I don't want people to know that that's what I do, because they say what a jack of all trades is a master of none. And as Sister Charlotte has mentioned, they say I've been doing way too much. So when I go and I perform and I sing, I go to places where people don't know who I am. And I'll go up on stage and I'll perform with a band, and I will sing, and I'll use aliases, and I will just allow myself to privately be everything. So let's just, so what is the first poem? Just do it. And the love bomb is to yourself. So I guess this is Sister C's reassurance to me that you are all you gotta be. You know what I mean? And love bomb starts with loving yourself. So I'm just gonna take that again and let her go back to her poetry, because I have taken too much airtime.
Well, we're moving through the book. Soothing, simmering, life-shaping poems and activities. The book Heart Bomb, just for you. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon.
Amazon.
Heart Bomb, just for you. Okay, as I said, in this book, the book has got 12 chapters. What happened is I was walking from my bedroom to the kitchen, and I was thinking about, you know how people have inserts for their CD? Because we were in the day where you made your CDs.
Come on, we heard your introductions, sis. We know.
We would make them and print them up, you know, and sell them in cases. And so I thought, I wanted to make one of those little inserts. So I was thinking about the insert, and sometimes something talks to me. I'm not crazy. There's spirit.
I am. It's okay. I am.
What? Said, no, it's not an insert. It's a book. And each one of the poems, each one of the chapters, well, there'll be a poem for each one of the chapters. So the next one we're moving on to is chapter 3. For you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear. That was a stanza in the poem. And then there are several poems in here, but I am going to pass it to my sister, Queen Sister Adele, to read.
Let's go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love notes on life. Ooh, let's go. When the little naysayer, gatekeepers of life's bad news, seems to be emptying their inwards on you. When the storm clouds of life seem to have parked over your head. Look up. Look over. You've got gate opening power. Your battle force is surrounding you. You need to reach in. Reach in. Instead of intel, you've got God within. Reach in and receive the baton from grace. Timeless power is ready to glow from your face. Look around. Check the frowns. Hair triggers temper and curse written replies have corners counting unclaimed bodies. Crowned cemeteries with headstones, marked and unmarked. In a flash, anyone could go down. Look up. Look around. There's a fountain of love ready to lift you to a level where you have not been. Don't descend. Ascend. Life's tests may bend, but renewed strength is within. You will win way before life's end. You will win before life's end.
Very nice.
And part of the point of that poem was, you know, we've had such a season of people saying harsh words to each other. And that was just a warning that in a second, all of us could go down just from a flash of mean words. So it was encouraging people to say these love notes.
Because kindness is everything. Mm-hmm. It's literally, I say this to everybody, listen, if you lack kindness, you lack me.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even like kindness to yourself.
That's
right?
The hardest one, though. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think Sister Charlotte, I wrote a poem the other day that reminded me of that sentence where it's saying, sometimes we give everybody grace but ourselves.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this love bomb is so important because you get love bombed by narcissists, but why don't you love bomb yourself?
Hey.
You know? Next poem. Let's go, sis.
Okay. Well, we're going to key up the music for the next one. 15 people jamming.
Let's go!
The 15 people, please tell me why we have so many words of wisdom. Could 15 people give us a song to ride the waves of time with? Could we try a 5-part harmony and 2-4 time as we swing to the new beat, offbeat 90s? Logic, 90s manners, 90s extended sense of self-indulgence.
harmony about the 90s as we travel toward 2010. Music makes the mood to move over life's mountains. Music takes the mad and mellows it into water fountains. To 15 people, please write some music to quiet the neighborly rampage. Could just one play some saxophone to tone down bloody hatred? Sounds to move on down life's jagged road with. Could we have some jamming sounds to move on down life's jumble road with? Say some jamming sounds. Jamming sounds.
Charlotte Sister C. Farrell. The musical version of that, produced by Mark Cargill, Greg Cook, Hilliard Wilson, and Matilda Haywood, featuring musicians Greg Cook, Mark Cargill, Hilliard Wilson, Matilda Haywood, Bobby Bryant Jr., Gabriel Bibbs, and vocalists Hilliard Wilson, April Colin Haywood, and Matilda Haywood.
All right. Now that you have moved down the road a bit, a way of believing that when you say yes to writing a poem from yourself, and it flows out and touches musicians and other people's heart, they just run on down the road with it. We're going to interject here. Our queen sister Adele has got something she's going to share in her poetry.
All right. So I don't have a title at this time, but I wrote this in a moment where I was feeling very... I had a therapy session like 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to my therapist, and I was upset. I was like, What unhealed version of myself keeps allowing me to just keep doing the same thing over and over again? And she says, have you asked your inner child? And I stopped for a second. And I said, oof. So I wrote this poem. Isn't it strange how we destroy ourselves? The grace we so freely grant to others who've hurt us. We recreate the heartache, retrace the wounds, as if holding the reins of pain might make it hurt less. Loving oneself seems so simple, a logical act, but the little masochist within knows only the comfort of suffering. The child who once dreamed of safety grew into an adult fluent in the language of hurt, her voice an echo of old scars. One day, she'll choose a different love, the kind that sees her, values her, and lets her bloom. When I ask, what unhealed version of me invites this? I see her, the child I once was, wide-eyed, searching, shocked. I was too harsh. I lost her in the storm. Dressed my wounds in fine garments, trading faces, the act of strength masking her. I offer this apology. I offer this child this apology. I'm sorry.
Beautiful. Wow. I could picture that child, and I could picture you talking to the inner child. How did you feel after completing it?
I felt compassion to myself for the first time, I think. I think I'm a bit of a perfectionist and overachiever, and I think that I value, or I've learned to value, what I can do versus who I am. And I think that I lack compassion for myself sometimes because I always push myself to just do,
mm-hmm.
but I never be. So it gave me a moment to almost hug myself to say, you know, you're still that kid. Like, regardless of how far you've gone or all the places you've seen or the growth you think you've had, you'll never escape yourself. So it was cathartic.
Which was further evidence of the benefit of writing yourself a love poem, thinking of your heart. You know, some people talk about the inner child. The inner child is that heart within you, and it gets excited. Because didn't you find after you wrote that then there was more that wanted to come out, more that you might have been choking or pushing down that just began to flow?
I think it's hard to look at yourself sometimes, to really, really look at yourself to say, hey, sorry. Like, you've been through it, you know? I think the something that came in my mind is that, like, through all the stages, you keep seeing yourself as you are now, but then you forget who you were or, like, what you were or what you've overcome or all of the things that made you who you are. It's so easy to overcome, let all that go and try to, like, live in the current life, but it manifests itself, right? No matter what you try to push down, I think there was a poem that I heard once is that, like, you know, I tried to shove it all down, but it created a monster and it clawed itself out of me.
Wow. Wow.
So you cannot suppress it forever. Eventually, it implodes. Either somebody comes into your life and makes it explode, or you do it to yourself and you implode. But until you love bomb yourself instead of letting the narcissist do it, you risk a lot. So that's why I got to the point.
And just so you know, down the road, Adele and I have been talking about some things that we might be doing. Like, those of you that know, once a month we have an event called Poetry Pop-Up. And on the Poetry Pop-Up, poets get a short notice. It's not like weeks and weeks to plan something. There's a short notice that there is an opportunity to do a poem around a prompt. This past prompt we had for November was Thanksgiving, and people sign up digitally to come on, and they do a poem. And the thing that's different is each person, it runs as a round robin. So people that are on don't have to wait for one person to read 10 poems before they get to read. They read a poem, and then we get something that's called riff, because I hate it when I go to any type of poetry program and it's the idea of the poor person slamming what the previous person
Yeah, I don't like
did.
Slamming. I like spoken word.
Yes. Well, you also will like
pop up
poetry. Pop up and speak up.
Because we do respectful, interesting, inspiring, friendly feedback. Mm. So each person, like we have six, sometimes we've had 10 people, but after each person finishes, one or two of the other poets gives them some riff. And then we go on so that in the course of the hour, sometimes people get to do two, or each person at least gets to do one. And so we're working now on how to do some of the poetry pop-ups, not just digitally or Zoomingly, but at actual locations. We're working on an idea with the station that we are broadcasting from, CJSF.ca, 90.1 in Burnaby. We're working on having something special during Kwanzaa, having people, instead of every year, we usually have people repeat what the founder of Kwanzaa says is the meaning for the day. But this year, we're going to be inviting people to speak of what is inspired by them, what that particular day means. And something that CJSF enabled me to do 2 years ago. It was COVID, and so I didn't realize that after you had an opportunity to do a 25-minute showcase, that you could go out into the community and apply for grants, and you have a piece of work. So I have a piece of work that two pieces of work that was created. One was a 25-minute show that Adele did these costumes out of my.
Oh, that was so fun.
Out of my scars for. And I have another where I entered a poem called I Choose to Challenge, and the brilliant engineer, who's also a musician known as Jesse, created some music for it. But I haven't aired it. I aired it one time at the Cinematic. Adele, you know, you've come to almost everything I've done, but she attended. But we're going to have a screening, like either Black History Month or Women's Month, we're going to have a screening.
Oh, yes, I did. I came to the screening, the one that happened in North End. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're showing up.
I got to speak up, show up, right?
Yeah, she's there. I mean, and it's not like weeks and weeks, oh, you should have told me last week. She's like there. So
I can't leave my sister hanging. What do you mean? I'm if I can, I'll be there. And if I cannot, I'll be there in spirit.
But Adele has produced a film which we've watched. We might show that. But we are going to have a screening of these three short films that are social action oriented. And
I got you, girl, whatever you need.
And we're going to say to the audience,
come through.
Come through. We've got to be doing this for you. CJSF and the Saluah Show airs every Friday morning at 10. The show means speak up. We speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. And you see, we are some act upon people. We don't say do it all like A, B, and C. There might be D, E, and F, where this person, a group has been
left out. We're dyslexic. Got to jumble the letters, you know.
A move in another direction. I'd like for you to tell us a little bit more about the thing that you are doing with colors. Are there any workshops or anything down the road with
At this time, we're just doing some development. Honestly, right now, I'm swimming. I'm actually drowning in so much things. So I'm trying to learn to delegate. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to introduce more of the people who I know in the community that want to be active and engaged to try to like help bring all these ideas into action. So in the meantime, right now, I am collaborating with a director right now named Dan, who will be taking over some of that. In the meantime, I'm like in the midst of a lot of reading for some of the activist work that I'm doing. So I either need to find if anybody in the audience is cloning, make me another me.
All right, would you make another one for Sister C?
Yeah, can you make a Sister C and a Jesse? You know what I mean? Because, rely on friends and collaborators. But I think that the most important thing is collaboration. And that means the coming together of all these different types of minds. Because without Jesse, we didn't have a show. Without Sister C's voice, we don't have anything to listen to, you know. So it's all about teamwork and collaboration. So my goal is just to keep uplifting those that I've been working with over the years, and learn to swim a little bit more gracefully.
That leads, that's a connection to chapter six.
Jesse's like.
I feel it. It's a constant struggle, though, right? Just like letting go and trusting and just understanding that if you keep putting one foot in front of the other and doing the right things, that things all work out-ish.
But you know what I learned from swimming? When you get tired, just go on your back and float. Mm.
Good advice.
Right, so if you're not that strong of a swimmer, you just lay back and learn to swim from like lay. Okay, Sister C, what's next on the agenda?
Well, chapter 6 of Heart Balm, just for you, is for your courage as you release fear and turn a new page.
Ooh.
And for the most part, people don't think it takes courage to release fear.
Ooh. What it does.
Oh, yeah. There's a common notion that fear grips us. We freeze and then slowly get our limbs and thoughts circulating about what's to be next. We continually hear advertisements that suggest we have separate fears about different things, and they offer us remedies in bottles and rubs and potions that sometimes say if you were dizzy, it'll cause dizziness.
If you or anyone has been affected by blah, 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 you may be entitled to compensation.
anyhow, we are, there's, there is really interesting that I was writing about Dune then, because Dune is back out, and I was saying throughout his classic Dune series of science fiction, Frank Herbert weaves the mystical B'nai Gesserit litany against fear. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total upliberation. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I remain. Mm. On a personal level, I know I let fear creep into my life sometimes. It disrupts my sleep. Is that still happening? It has caused chest pain so severe I thought I was having a heart attack. I wrote this a few years ago. I must be revisiting that time.
Let's go.
In a small book, The Miracle of Mindfulness, Thich Nhat Hanh shares success stories and a few simple practices that can give movement and monumental relief from stress, fear, and anxiety. Chief among these practices are meditation and mindfulness. When I read his challenge to the wisely expressed value of multitasking, I had to press pause on the internal argument, saying, "Oh, you're good. You can do this. You can do three things at a time or four things at a time." But Hahn makes a convincing argument that multitasking generates fear about dropping the ball or missing something important. Mm. Mindfulness, on the other hand, encourages you to be present with whatever you are doing and grateful for the people or things that enable you to enjoy that. And so poetry is one mindfulness type of activity, and it does help. So I'm going to pass the book over to Queen Adele for this poem called Docked and Waiting. Mm.
Mm. All right, docked and waiting. It's all about patience. Let's go. There is a gift docked and waiting for you. Did you miss it? Did it slip past? Shimmering and precious, its twinkling sometimes draws tears. Valued eons behind assessor's grasp. The sifting pan cannot hold it. Above and to the north of your sky, glowing above, something holds your image in its eye. You, it are the same stuff formed. Imagined distance has kindred you. Day and night, around the 24, it is there, disappearing, whether or not you stare. Open your eyes. Peer beyond the gaze. Open your heart. Feel its warming. Love beams walk, knowing its force will not let you falter. Loose the sails, reel up the anchor, undo the ribbons, and royally savor the treasure. There is a gift docked, and it's waiting for you.
Do you believe that there's a gift for you somewhere?
Actually, I think so. So this is something that I've been thinking a lot about since writing that little poem to myself, where sometimes we don't think that there's more. and we just sort of settle to think that, okay, this feels so good. I don't think there could be better. But if you believe that there is something that's docked and waiting for you, you got to get off that sinking ship and find another port. You know, so that's sort of, yeah, and it's I don't know, it's a theme that I've really been exploring lately, of just sort of this, you know, love balming, which means sort of moisturizing the love you have for yourself, which I'm this is what I'm taking from why you've named the book what it is. But I think we forget to see ourselves and the love we're seeking, right? And I think that we look so much forward, we don't look back. And the person who's at the back is you. So if we can only hold a mirror to ourselves, I think it would be easier to love bomb ourselves, but instead we let others do it. So how do we believe that there is another dock? I think I said this to someone, a friend of mine. I said, if your ship is sinking, I have a jetpack for one, and I gotta go. If your ship is sinking, I'm going to get on women and children first, and you are not a woman or child. I got to go. So I think that sometimes when we try to save other people, we forget to save ourselves. So I think that, like, I've been taking a lot of flights in the last couple of years, and they always say, put your own mask on first. Because otherwise, you're of no help to anybody, because you're just going to pass out from lack of air. So don't pass out. Don't pass out. Simply said.
Now, sometimes, have you ever written something or left it, a document in your computer, and you came back and said, who wrote this?
Yes.
Okay, this next poem is called Collard. Now, some of you all don't know about collard greens.
I was about to say, like the greens?
Collard greens.
Yeah.
Some people have made them into salads. Black people from the South, up through the United States, we ate collards as something that was boiled, and it might have had no meat in it. It might have had fat back in it. It might have had just seasonings
in it. Some chicken feet, too. Come on.
But so collards are pretty durable. You know, you have to cook them a long time, but they also do a lot of good in your body. They stay in. They are cleaners. They are wonderful. They are full of, who knows what vitamins they're full of?
The right ones.
The ones that matter.
Great source of vitamin A, great source of vitamin D, things that help your bones. So for some reason, as I was developing this book of poems just around the verses of Just For You, there's a poem called Collard Tenacity. Mm. And so I'm going to ask Jesse, a person of great tenacity, to read about the collard tenacity.
Let's go!
Collard tenacity. Give me the tenacity of a crisp collard. Let my ebony richness magnify its verdant green. As I reach out my hand, give me tough veins, able to circulate life-giving nourishment to the generations yet as seedlings. With each year, let me lay down new roots, roots ready to supplement the meager fare of loveless harshness some societies secrete as they admonish others to be satisfied. Mm. Enable my leaves to secure safe harbor for the many remanded to sleep on the streets. Make me an agent of harvesting the best from our past. Give me the courage to motivate all to shoulder their part in laying a new garden of hope and happiness. But if our caviar and candlelight cousins, siblings, or neighbors refuse to set an extra plate while tossing garbage daily, let me regularly be ready to serve savory collards and cornbread, and never forget to till and plant for the next harvest.
Mm. Okay, that has sort of my activist thing that we do. What do you think about, what did that stir up in you, Jesse?
Well, I thought it was really interesting to have it calling back to, you know, looking back at your history, as Adele was just talking about not forgetting, you know, who you were, and that whole journey. I also think, you know, you can really, I mean, I really see you in that poem, mm-hmm. And your values and the way that you believe in and really value community and helping others and being there to help others, while also, as Adele was saying, having to remember that you got to take care of yourself also, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You can't put everything of yourself into anything. Unless maybe that's yourself that you're putting everything into.
You got to have a full cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of what motivated the poem, sometimes when I do readings, I've done readings at a maximum security boys' prison. I've done readings at a wedding of the pastors of two churches. I've done it on a cruise ship. I was invited to do poetry workshop, but it came from when I first said yes to writing a poem for myself.
Mm.
Writing a poem to myself. There was an actress that was like a fairy godmother to me, Virginia Capers. Some would remember her on, TV shows. But she was in the movie The Toy. She was the black woman that told the kid about how his father really was. She was also the choir director. I'm going to cry. So she brought about restoration of Harlem, the Harlem Renaissance in L.A., and had people put together shows. And at the time I was in L.A., I was healing from a head injury, and I couldn't remember things. But I was going to her workshops, and I wanted to be one of the people to do one of the historical Harlem Renaissance poems. And I said, well, can I do a poem? And I picked up the thing to read it. She said, you have to memorize two poems. The Harlem Renaissance poems sometimes went on for two or three pages. but I memorized the two poems.
Woo!
But what she said to me was, because first I said the word can't. She said, can't is an animal too lazy to try. So that's written in my soul. And so some of her teachings and words infused some of the poems that went into Heart Bomb. But it also led me to different places where I've taken this book and been able to unlock that write your first poem. And so Adele and I are looking at she's done some work with seniors. I've done some work with seniors.
Did it together. I did not do it on my own. You are my key to the seniors, lady.
Well, a doorway is opening where I'm doing this workshop called Write Your Heart More Love and Cheer. It is a workshop that can be done in an hour. Yesterday we had 35 seniors with half an hour who at the beginning, zero had written a poem, but the other through the activities we went was playing with the words in our name. Everybody, some people wrote a long poem, some people just wrote a few things, but every person and just the experience, I'm encouraging you to do that for yourself because there's something, the heart and brain connects and the brain says, ah, she's thinking about you. And hands say, oh, give me a pen, maybe I'll capture some of what she's saying. But I've seen the process work with people. People who were celebrating and having a party on a boat and people who were in recovery room working on a session. And so I just encourage you from listening to this, sit down, open up your heart, and let some poems find out. Let some words fly out.
Thank you, Adele, for coming and joining us.
Thank you, Jesse, for having me. And Mrs. Charlotte, thank you always.
And letting you all know you'll be hearing Adele Moore co-hosting, bringing forth these brilliant ideas she has.
I love it.
Okay, so our show comes on every Friday morning at 10, but when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Mm.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place a poem.